Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Hey beautiful people, it is your girl Olanike OC with another Selfish Talk of the Day. And if you guys don't know me already, my name is Vanessa, and also known as Olanike OC, and I am the creator of Selfish Babe. And what Selfish Babe is about women selfishly and authentically loving themselves. And today's Selfish Talk is about knowing when to be alone and why it's important to know when to be alone and to really take away those distractions that we kind of put up. And I really want to talk about this today because, I know this is how I was feeling today. I was kind of feeling like, you know, what's going on in my body? I kind of felt a little down today, you know, and I was trying to figure out, you know, why was I feeling down? And I thought about it and I was like, I know a lot of us sometimes feel down, sometimes we'll feel doubt, sometimes we'll feel worry, sometimes we'll feel angry. And when we start feeling those quote unquote negative emotions, we really want to just push them away. Like we don't want to feel pain, we don't want to feel hurt, we don't want to feel sad. We just automatically want to push away that feeling because we just want to feel good, right? And it's normal, right? It's normal to want to feel good, it's normal to want to feel pleasure, it's normal to want to feel happiness. I think when we feel those things as humans, I think those good emotions help us thrive. But we have to remember, if we didn't feel sadness, if we didn't feel pain, if we didn't feel angry, if we didn't feel those negative emotions, then I think feeling happy would be taken for granted. If we were happy all the time, 24/7, then I think, I don't want to say we would get bored of being happy, but we may not be as grateful to be happy because we'd be happy all the time. And so when we have those experiences where we're starting to feel sad, when we're starting to feel down, I don't think that we should push away those emotions. I think we should actually embrace those emotions and acknowledge those emotions and kind of figure out why you feel like that, which is kind of what I'm going through right now. You really want to figure out why you're going through these emotions. And sometimes we always want to distract ourselves, right? Because we don't want to feel pain, because we don't want to feel angry, because we don't want to feel sadness, we distract ourselves. And so we either go and watch some Netflix, we go and watch some Hulu, and I have been guilty of this as well. We go drink alcohol, we go take drugs, we go on the phone, we distract ourselves with our friends. We distract ourselves with our loved ones.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my Selfish Babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company Evolving Butterfly at evolvingbutterfly.org, linked below. Mwah.
Our husbands or on a relationship, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, we distract ourselves with other people being around us. And I think sometimes it's good to be able to hold on to those things as clutches to help you uplift your spirits, to help you feel better in those moments. But you don't always want to rely on that. You don't always want to ignore the sad feeling. You don't want to always ignore the anger. You don't want to always ignore those negative emotions. I think that when we feel those emotions, it's something that our body is being aware of. It's something that's being brought to our consciousness, right? They don't come out of nowhere. Sometimes they feel like they come out of nowhere, yes, but there's a reason why you feel like that. And so now it's up to you to take your self-love responsibility, to take your selfish responsibility, to be able to actually figure that out for yourself. And to be able to figure that out for yourself, it's not going to be watching Netflix, it's not going to be your husband or boyfriend, it's not going to be your friends. A lot of our healing takes place internally and it takes place solo. I'm going to repeat that. A lot of our healing takes place internally and it takes place solo. I think women coming together and doing things together and doing the same activities together is great. It's wonderful. But then when you go back home, what happens after that? You want to be able to still take the tools that you have learned to heal on your own. And so when you are on your own, hey love, when you are alone, you want to be able to use what tools that you have learned to be able to deal with what those negative emotions that you may have felt. So for example, let's say that you're trying to figure out, you know, why are you feeling this way? Why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling angry? My suggestion would be this. This is my personal suggestion. And I would say, instead of looking to the distractions of your friends, of alcohol, of TV, of just so many things, because here we have so many things to distract us. We have so many things, especially our cell phones. Like, our cell phones can be a huge distraction. And because we have all these things that's distracting us, they kind of take us away from ourselves. They take us away from getting to know ourselves. They take us away from growing. They take us away from really understanding what it is deep in our core that we need to heal, that we need to push through, and what it is that we need to kind of climb past, right? So what I say is, it's not get over it, it's kind of push through it. There's some point, there's some wall that may have been brought up. So let's say that you're going about your day, that happened to me, you're going about your day, having a, you know, pretty good day, and then all of a sudden you get these emotions of sadness or doubt. It just, this wall just starts to build up, right? So this wall just kind of grew out of nowhere, and you're like, why do I feel like this, right? So you don't want to just, you know, walk around the wall and pretend it doesn't exist. What you want to do is be able to push through that wall. And to be able to actually sit and push through that wall, you have to acknowledge that the wall exists. So now you're going to have to acknowledge that your quote-unquote negative emotions of sadness, of anger, of hurt, of resentment exist. You acknowledge your emotions, and then you start to analyze yourself by asking yourself a series of questions. And we can all do this. And I really want you selfish babes to do this, because it's important to know what to do when you are alone. It's important to know how to deal with your emotions when you are alone. And it's important to know what exactly is causing those emotions. What is it that you're trying to work through? What is it that you're trying to push through? What is it that you have been ignoring maybe for a few months and haven't even noticed? Or what is it from your past that you thought that you healed from that you really didn't heal from, but now it's coming up again so that you have another opportunity? And I said opportunity to heal. And I say opportunity because sometimes you look at the sadness and the pain as burdens, and they are not burdens. It's an opportunity to be able to heal. It's an opportunity to be able to grow. So now you want to ask yourself, what is this opportunity about? What is it that I need to grow from? What is it that I'm trying to heal from? Because when you are growing and healing as a woman, you grow into your better version. And when you are able to grow into your better version, life is just better for you. You want to consistently always have to retake the same test over and over and over again, right? A lot of times the pains or the sadness that is being brought up are lessons that we need to learn and lessons that we need to push through. And you don't always want to take the same test over and over. You want to be able to graduate, get your master's degree, get a PhD in that area and move forth in life, right? That's what we want to do. And so some ways to do this as a selfish babe, I would say for me, for example, for today, I went to my balcony and I said, Vanessa, you know, why are you feeling like this? Why do you feel like this? And then the first thought that came to my head was doubt. You know, I said, okay, doubt. That was the first thing that came to my head. And I'm like, I wonder why I'm doubtful. Why am I feeling doubtful, right? And so after you ask yourself the question, analyze your answer. It's going to come up to you like this in your mind. Sometimes it may not come right away, and that's okay. So let's say you go and you do ask yourself, hey, you know, why am I feeling like this? And it doesn't come right away. The next thing I want you to do is to actually sit in some meditation for 10 minutes. And when I say meditation, I just mean sit in silence for 10 minutes. So you plop your butt on the ground or on your bed, and you just turn everything off and you sit in silence and you kind of analyze what kind of thoughts come to your head. It's not like you're not trying to think, you're just trying to see what actually comes up. Because when you actually get a chance and make the time to meditate or sit in silence, then your body and your mind is able to kind of reorganize itself and you're actually able to analyze that and be able to pull from that information what it is you need to know. So when you're able to sit in some meditation for 10 minutes of silence, you're going to be able to quiet down your mind and organize your thoughts so that you're able to pull the information you need in that moment. Because right when you ask yourself, you know, what is it that I'm going through? What is it that I need to push through? If the answer doesn't come up right away, don't worry, it's going to come up in time. So let's say that you have your answer now. You have your answer. You have, like, the answer for me was self-doubt. So now I'm like, why do I feel like this? So my next suggestion would be able to get a pen and a piece of paper and sit down with yourself. This is the time that you need to be taking to be alone. I'm going to repeat that. This is the time that you need to be taking to be alone. Once you get your answer, get pen and paper, and I want you to write out whatever comes to mind. You have self-doubt. Why? Why are you feeling doubtful? Why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling angry? And think back to why that emotion is coming up. Sometimes just having the pen and paper and just waiting for something to come out works as well. Sometimes you may not have that direct answer right away, and sometimes it just takes a good 2 to 3 minutes before whatever it is needs to come out. But you want to be able to align yourself with the opportunity for it to come out. And in order to align yourself with the opportunity for it to come out, you actually have to position yourself, right? So when I say position yourself, I want you to sit down and I want you to position yourself, get a pen and get a paper and be able to position yourself to be able to get that answer, just like meditating. So let's say you do that, right? Now I want you to ask yourself, you know, what is it that you need from yourself? I don't think a lot of times as women, we ask ourselves this. We ask everybody else, what is it that you need? We ask our friends, what is it that you need? We ask family members. We ask everybody else but ourselves, what is it that I need right now? Like, Vanessa, what is it that you need right now? And so the answer that came up for me was, I need to be alone today. I need to take myself out for some sushi by myself, which is what I'm going to do. And I need to just relax and take a bath. Like, I'm really happy that I'm taking a detox cleansing bath tonight. And that's going to help me to relax. I'm going to be able to dance in my bath and really get some joy from that. But I'm going to be able to be by myself. And I think for me, the answer for me that came up was you need to be by yourself is because being by yourself is not a bad thing. Being by yourself helps you to move to the next level. Being by yourself helps you to listen to that inner voice that you have been ignoring. Being by yourself helps you to heal. And so for me, that was my personal answer. But your personal answer may be, maybe you need to go get your nails done. Maybe you need to go make a smoothie. Maybe you need to cook tonight. Maybe it's not going out to get something to eat. Maybe you need to stay in and actually cook. And you don't know why that answer came up. But for you, that's the answer that came up for you that was divinely for you. And so this is when we start getting into learning our intuition. So let's say you ask yourself, what is it that I need right now? And the first answer that came up was, you need to cook. you're like, what the hell? Like, why do I need to cook? I was planning on going out today. Like, I was planning to go to a happy hour today. Like, why do I need to cook today? That is your intuition, your divine goddess information coming out, telling you what you need for your healing. And so what you need for your healing tonight is to go cook a damn meal. You don't know why. Maybe it's just being alone. Maybe it's playing some music while cooking. You don't know why, but for some reason, that is your answer. And I challenge you to listen to your answer and actually do your answer, because your inner goddess wisdom will not steer you wrong. Your inner goddess wisdom will not steer you wrong, because that is your intuition talking to you. You have all the answers that you need, but we need to be still enough to be able to get those answers. And a lot of times we have so many distractions around that we are not still to be able to get the answers that we need for the clarity that we need in life. And I think that's exactly what I need. I know I need clarity. So my thing is just, we have to be still, and which is why being alone is so important. Now, my last tip, if you are a woman or a mother, if you have kids, if you have a husband, if you are in a house full of people where you find it extremely difficult to be by yourself just because you're in a house full of people, then I highly recommend every 2 or 3 months that you go get a hotel room somewhere in your city, somewhere in your town. Get a hotel room just for you. Get a hotel room just for you for like 2 days, just to be by yourself. Even if you are married and you're in a loving relationship, right? And I thought about this today. Like, I'm in a loving relationship with my boyfriend, and we're together all the time. We still have our alone time in the house and stuff, but we're together all the time. But that doesn't mean, you know, that I shouldn't be able to be alone for 2 days by myself just because I need to get my answers, just because I need to get clarity. And sometimes to get our answers and to get clarity, we cannot be around other people. So if you are somebody in a household where you just find it extremely difficult to be alone, I would highly recommend that you go out and get a hotel or an Airbnb for like 2 days and be by yourself. Journal. Do the meditation. Ask yourself what it is that you need from yourself. Take your bath. Be by yourself and allow that alone time by yourself to heal you. Allow that alone time by yourself for you to get your answers. Allow that alone time by yourself for you to get clarity. Because when you get the clarity, then you're going to be able to work through and push through those negative emotions, the sadness, the feelings of anger, jealousy, or doubt, because that's what your body is bringing to you. Those negative emotions are coming to your body for a specific purpose and for a specific reason. It's not out of nowhere. You think it's out of nowhere, but it's an opportunity for you to be able to heal. Now, will you take that opportunity? That's what I'm asking. Will you take that opportunity for yourself to heal? Because sometimes we don't want to go down there. We don't want to go down to our core. We don't want to go down to the sadness. We don't want to go down to the anger, because we don't even know how the fuck that shit looks. That shit may look ugly as fuck, and we don't want to deal with it. We don't feel like fucking crying. Crying is healing, so you need to cry. We don't feel like dealing with it. But the more that you ignore it, then you're telling yourself that you don't want to heal, that you don't want to grow. The more that you ignore it, that lesson is going to come up in your life again. It may take another 2 years, another failed relationship, another something that bad that happens in your life for you to wake up and be like, damn, I really need to actually be alone. I really need to listen to what it is that's coming to me. I really need to listen to my intuition, my goddess, divine information, and see what it is that I need for my own healing. And so those are my tips. Do not ignore the negative emotions. Like I mentioned, sometimes it's okay to watch Hulu, Netflix, and go out. It's great. But I don't want you to always ignore your negative emotions. I want you to face them. I want you to push through them. When you push through them, that's when you grow. So thank you, ladies, for my selfish babes, for joining me in this selfish talk today. I hope you appreciate it. Comment below, you know, why do you feel the need to be distracted? I know I mentioned it. Sometimes we don't want to look at we don't want to go to our core because we're afraid of how ugly it looks, right? But why do you find the need to be distracted? What makes it so hard for you to sit in your emotion and to face your emotion? When you face your emotion, you push through it. You're telling yourself, okay, goddess, I'm ready to I'm ready to grow. Okay, selfish babe, I'm ready to up-level my life. That's what you're telling yourself. So thank you, ladies, for joining me on this selfish talk on this Friday. I love you, ladies. I appreciate your time and your energy. I hope you guys have an amazing evening, and I hope that you got a wonderful message from this. I will talk to you, ladies, on Monday. Mwah. Have a good night.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Olenike Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah. Hey, Selfish Babe, it's your girl Olenike Osibowale here. I want to tell you guys about two of my courses that I'm selling right now that have really helped me become the Selfish Babe and the goddess that you hear today. I have my Selfish as Fuck Academy, Becoming the Selfish Babe, Love Yourself Deeper. And basically that is my spiritual self-love course where I have about 9 videos breaking it down step by step on how you can start loving yourself, how to pray for yourself, how to do your cleansing bath, your baths for magnetizing more, your candle magic for self-love, tapping into your womb power, your yoni power, and doing self-love mirror magic. And so if you're a woman that's really wanting to just increase loving herself, really choose yourself, really become that selfish babe, then I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy. And I have put the rate, this is less than $50 to get all of these 9 videos. You can find this at selfishbabe.com/courses or below. Now my other course is my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman course. You guys know that I've been a business owner since 2015. So I've been a business owner for about 7-8 years now. And that's what I've done. I've sold physical products. And so in my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass, I'm giving you about 4 to 5 different videos on how to become the wealthy woman. I'm going to be teaching you how to purchase a physical product, you know, how to, you know, sell it online, how to market it, how to make the money. But I'm also going to be teaching you how to have your mindset and your spirituality right when it comes to attracting wealth and becoming a wealthy woman. It's more than just a physical product for me. It's about, do you feel like a wealthy woman? Is your mindset a wealthy woman mindset? Are you consistently affirming your wealth and your blessings on a daily? Are you taking your spiritual baths? And I do give you a spiritual bath to attract more money. And so that is the Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass. That is less than $100. You can find that at selfishbabe.com/courses. They're both below.